Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
The civil rights leader was murdered April 4, 1968, outside a motel in Memphis, Tennessee. King was there to fight for better wages and working conditions for sanitation workers. Ironically, the night before his death, he delivered his powerful "I've been on a mountaintop" speech, saying he wasn't in fear.
I'm not fearing any man.
Those of us who were around at that time know where we were and what we were doing at the time we received that news.
The very Reverend Will Mebbin serves as interim dean at St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in downtown Buffalo. He tells us in a time when the nation is divided and citizens are fighting for justice and an end to violence, his church will be hosting a multi-faith service.
As I was thinking about what to do to commemorate the 50th anniversary, I was keenly aware of the divisiveness that exists in our country right now. I think Martin would be saddened, would be angered, would be appalled at the state of affairs in our nation right now.
Dean Mebbin says he believes our country and even the city of Buffalo has gone backwards since King's death, as there is a fight for equality.
It's gone backwards. I sense now a broader divide between the rich and the poor, between persons of color and those of European descent. I just visited a parishioner, and three doors down from their house was a Confederate flag flying outside. So we have a long way still to go.
Dean Mebbin tells WBFO News they have invited members of the Jewish, Muslim, Christian, and Unitarian faith communities to join them at the April 4th service. It will be led by the Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Western New York, the Reverend William Franklin. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.